What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as an example of the kind of tactics being used against Donald Trump, and you need to follow this along. This probably was inspired by Theresa May over in Britain saying, yeah, of course we're going to use nuclear weapons. Now, MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, claimed that Donald Trump met with an unnamed national security expert and reportedly asked why the U.S. couldn't use its nuclear weapons stockpile. Donald Trump has denied this ever happened. And what is the response of the media? Oh, obviously, Donald Trump must be lying. He has to be lying. This is desperation on the cusp of madness. There isn't anything Donald Trump can say or do that is not going to be turned into an attack. The good news is we all recognize what we're seeing. So let's get over to the war zones. Emphasis on the plural. Turkey has now come on out and said that Barack Obama is lying. The United States was behind the failed coup. They now have two named masterminds. And Erdogan has gone further than that, saying that the West supports terror. They're using terrorism to achieve their geopolitical aims. And we know that's true. We have these declassified U.S. government documents that Judicial Watch got, backed up by the WikiLeaks emails showing that, yes, Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were supplying weapons to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria to use against Bashar al-Assad. When Erdogan is right, he is right. And one of the reasons Turkey is very angry about the botched up coup, it's cost them a lot, about $100 billion. When you tally up all the damage caused by the battles, the loss of warplanes, helicopters, and so forth, the costs of additional time for all the first responders to restore order. And they did take a major, major hit. Now, maybe Erdogan is signaling that he's willing to kiss and make up for the appropriate bribe, now that we know that the U.S. is in the habit of issuing bribes to other countries like Iran. Meanwhile, a Turkish lawyer has filed a criminal complaint against the chief of staff and two other senior U.S. officials for being part of the coup. The Turkish prosecutor is accusing the CIA and FBI of involvement in the coup. Meanwhile, over at that Incirlik Air Base, it's surrounded not just by 7,000 Turkish troops, but by thousands of Turkish citizens saying this base must be closed. They want to kick them on out. Now, what is going to happen to the people inside there? We don't know. Probably they'd be sent home. The real question is, those nuclear weapons that were put into this base to wag at Russia, trying to provoke a response, Erdogan might just say, fair trade for the $100 billion your coup attempt cost me. We'll just keep these. And that would create a second nuclear power in the Middle East, rivaling Israel, and not at all friendly to U.S. interests. Now, all these fail-safes and codes and everything that are on the nuclear weapons are designed to prevent unauthorized or inadvertent detonation while the weapons are under the control of the U.S. military. If Erdogan has possession of the actual weapons, it's only a matter of time before they bypass all of that and are able to deploy them. That's just the ugly, ugly reality. And behind all of that, the EU is very upset over the fact that Turkey and Russia are talking about a new oil pipeline. Because those pipelines can literally reshape the economies of entire regions. And EU officials are concerned that this new pipeline between Russia and Turkey could force Europe to become even more reliant on Russia's gas supply, as the gas line would bypass Ukraine and potential suppliers in the Caspian. So that's in play, the oil pipelines. Now, they're doing great gains over in Aleppo, which is why you're not hearing about Syria in the corporate media. It's going to be this generation's version of Vietnam. But the Syrian army is releasing videos of captured caches of ISIS weapons made in the USA carrying NATO markings. Some of the weapons they found were the TOW missiles, the Milan anti-tank weapon. And what we're hearing from Aleppo is that they've opened up these humanitarian corridors. They're freeing these people. They're absolutely ecstatic and jubilant, and you're not going to see that on the corporate media because these Syrian people are welcoming their liberators. And the U.S. myth is still that it is the Syrian government and the Syrian military that are the threat to the Syrian people. You wouldn't know it to look at these videos. Apparently, there's another major event underway. Russia is now launching sea-launched cruise missiles targeting the rebel ammo dumps on the Syrian border. The blasts were heard all the way to Hatay province, which means they got something really, really big. I'm going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates. Welcome back to our network here. We're talking about the ongoing wars. Syria looks to be all but over. They're cleaning up Aleppo right now. And rather than allow the American people to witness the latest version of the defeat of Vietnam, they're shifting the focus down to Libya. Forget about Syria. We're going to change the focus. And the government has a long history of doing that. Remember when the Marine barracks in Beirut were bombed? Huge embarrassment for the U.S. What happened 24 hours later? They invaded Grenada. Oh, we've got a new war to look. Forget all about how all those dead Marines. We've got a new war. That's what they're doing here. They're getting kicked out of Syria. They don't want you to think about that. So we're going to go escalate things over in Libya. And Obama is out there saying that bombing Libya is in the U.S. national security interest. No, it isn't. It's all about oil and money. And in this case, saving face. Now, Obama says this new operation is a 30-day mission, but we shouldn't hold him to that 30 days. The last U.S. attack on Libya back in 2011 went way beyond its initial schedule. And the White House continues to reject the need for congressional authorization, which is unconstitutional. Under the Constitution, only Congress can declare war. Now, Obama is trying to justify this renewed interest in Libya by saying, well, we were not sufficiently attentive to the Libya aftermath. After we bombed them and put in our puppet regime, we should have been paying closer attention. And that's why we're back in this mess again. No, it isn't. They're heightening things up in Libya so that we're not paying attention to what's going on in Syria. Now, Fars News is calling it Libya War 2. For interventionists, it's still deliberate and self-serving. And there's an interesting quote out of this article. Military experts and officials at the Pentagon are clear. The U.S.-led war on terror has failed. Team Obama and company cannot bomb ISIS out of the Middle East and North Africa. What Fars News does not understand, Team Obama isn't trying to bomb ISIS out of the Middle East and North Africa. Team Obama is bombing the Middle East and North Africa to force them to accept U.S. puppet regimes. And ISIS is merely the excuse for public consumption. Now, Italy has agreed to allow the U.S. to use their air bases for Libya strikes. So they got brought in on board this latest situation. Now, over in Libya, the parliament in Tobruk says they do not accept the U.S. raids. Remember, Libya actually has two governments. They have the one chosen by the Libyan people that the U.S. pretends does not exist. And then they have the one the U.S. is trying to force down their throats, claiming this was formed by the United Nations. Of course, any country would accept a government made by the United Nations. Why would you possibly refuse that? Whatever happened to the idea of democracy? We'll pick our own leaders. Thank you very much. Mind your own business. But that's what's going on. The U.S. went in, killed Gaddafi, destroyed the Golden R. Remember, one of those leaked emails confirmed getting rid of that Golden R was a major motive for the attack on Libya and the death of Muammar Gaddafi. It's all about the money. And then they installed this puppet regime. The people of Libya said, we don't want that. At one point, the puppet regime was literally holding their meetings on an abandoned car carrier at the harbor. I don't know where they're holed up now. But that's what the U.S. is doing. They're bombing the Libyan people until they agree to have foreign rule. Meanwhile, over in Russia, specifically Crimea, the other day, Russia announced that they were going to be sending more military assets into Crimea in response to NATO continuing to arm and fortify their side of the border with Russia. And, of course, the United States immediately came out, you can't put weapons in Crimea. That's absolutely ridiculous. And, of course, Russia came back to the U.S. and said, it's our country. You know, you're putting your weapons all over Europe. We're just putting weapons inside our own territory. And it is rather weird, some of the stuff coming out of the State Department. Like the other day when Kerry demanded that the Syrian government and Russia stop attacking the terrorists, which drew a certain amount of ridicule and abuse in the back channels. Interestingly enough, there was a 10-person delegation from the National Assembly and Senate of France that went to Crimea, and in their farewell press conference, they issued a statement. It is time for the international community to recognize that Crimea is, of their own free will and two referendums, part of Russia. Now, down in Italy, there's a political party that is gaining ground. It's the Northern League. And it also recognizes Crimea as part of Russia, and they are starting to talk about an exit from the European Union. All these carefully laid plans of the globalists and the New World Orders, they're all falling apart because they didn't really think them all the way through. Let's grab a quick phone call. Gary in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got two things. I got a question and a statement. First, if Hillary gets in, I don't think we will ever recover from that.
It'll be the end of the country.
I think so, too. Something that I think Trump should bring up is last time that you had a Clinton in office. You had Glass-Steagall, which allowed everybody to get upside down in their house and lose their home. You had Social Security get raided. You had NAFTA, which took thousands and millions of jobs and manufacturing jobs away from this country. And then
we have to be careful. Trump goes after Bill Clinton's legacy. All Hillary has to say is, well, I'm not going to be Bill Clinton. And she probably is going to be, but she's got an immediate defense. Donald Trump needs to focus on Hillary herself and what Hillary herself has done. And what Bill Clinton did really is kind of irrelevant. And I know it's grist for a lot of commentary on the independent media, but we do need to stay focused on Hillary's role in all of those incidents.
Well, there's a lot to keep focused on Hillary. The other thing I wanted to know, if John Jr. wouldn't have went down in that airplane,
mm-hmm.
and Hillary would have lost the Senate in New York, and then she couldn't have been Secretary of State, and then she couldn't be where she is right now. Is that correct?
No, actually, the reason Hillary wanted to be a senator was so that she could say she had congressional experience. Then she wanted to be Secretary of State, so she had foreign policy chops to build her resume to be the president. And yes, she wanted that Senate seat, and John F. Kennedy Jr. had decided he was going to run for that same seat. And with his family name, he probably would have won. And shortly after the airplane was taken out of the sky, and there are so many reasons to see that this was not an accident. He was a very well-qualified pilot. There was actually an issue of Newsweek that carried the story of his announcement of his run for the Senate. It was literally yanked from the newsstands and sent back to Newsweek for destruction and never replaced. It's a missing issue.
But she could have went, without being a senator, she could have been Secretary of...
No, I don't think so, because it was her term as a senator that allowed her to run in 2008, and then when it looked
So it was a progression.
Yeah, it was
all of those things had to fall in place for her to be where she is today.
basically that's it. But in 2008, she hadn't been Secretary of State yet. So when Obama and Clinton had that private meeting, was in the news about they met in this house and nobody knows what they talked about, I think the deal was struck then. Hillary was going to back off, let Obama have his term in office, and he would make her Secretary of State so that she would come into 2016 with a much stronger portfolio, as it were.
All right. Thanks. You have a good day.
All right. Same to you. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Randy in Texas. Aloha, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to ask you if you've heard anything about the GOP trying to oust Trump. It seems to be a big story on MSNBC, but I'm not seeing it anywhere else.
Well, they're trying to put out this idea that Donald Trump is going to drop out of the race after just, a couple of weeks of being the candidate. And there's nothing on this from the Donald Trump campaign. On Twitter, they're saying, no, it's not happening. And this appears to be one of two things. Either this is a sleazy trick to try and discourage and undermine Trump's supporters across the country, or the Republican National Committee is making plans for what they're going to do after he's assassinated.
Okay, yeah, they're saying that they're supposed to be doing an intervention with Donald Trump to try to bring him back in line.
That could trigger the revolution. I mean, we're all at the breaking point right now. That could trigger the revolution.
Okay, I didn't see anything about it on Fox or CNN, and it's just been spewing out on MSNBC all day long.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's MSNBC for you. I mean, they did that thing with Joe Scarborough where they tried to claim that Donald Trump was asking an unnamed foreign policy advisor, why can't I use nuclear weapons? And Trump came on out and said it didn't happen. And the first thing MSNBC said, Donald Trump must be lying. He must be lying. How could you think that we would get the story wrong? Of course, being the corporate media, they always get the story wrong. All right, Randy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting back to the international scene. Very bizarre story. This is being reported by Press TV. And apparently somebody got this on video where these two Israeli soldiers simply confiscated a bicycle from an 8-year-old Palestinian girl and then proceeded to stomp it into wreckage in front of her and then throw it in the bushes. Now, as Ron White would say, you're a really manly man, aren't you? To beat up on an 8-year-old kid and ruin her bicycle. And it does betray a certain mindset going on over there. Now, in a larger context, there's a big stink going on over in Britain's National Archives. There was a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit requesting information about Britain's cooperation with Israel regarding the development of nuclear weapons. All those documents have magically disappeared. Okay, let's see. I think we talked to Gary in Florida. No, it's Mark in North Carolina is the next call. Mark, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Doing on, Mike. Mike, two things. One is I heard today that WikiLeaks, I heard it before, but I actually saw it online, that WikiLeaks is getting ready to load a boom in Mrs. Slick Willie. With saying that she was involved, they have an email showing that she was definitely involved in the gun running.
They've already dumped that. It's already out. They've already done that data dump, and it's not just WikiLeaks. Judicial Watch got this official U.S. government document, declassified, that said, they're supporting and arming and training ISIS and Al Qaeda at the same time they're telling us these are our mortal enemies.
Well, this should be it then. I mean, not only for her. I mean, this should be it for the whole U.S. government. I mean, isn't it time? It's time to bring this sucker down and get rid of both of these parties.
Well, we have to get this information out to the public, and the corporate media isn't going to do that. The corporate media isn't touching any of this stuff. Their job is to convince you everything's hunky dory. Vote the incumbents back in. You know, buy, be happy, spend money, borrow money. Breed us workers and soldiers and all will be well. And that's basically what they do. All right. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you've probably been hearing, the U.S. and Israel are negotiating a new aid package for Israel. Actually, it's not really a negotiation. Israel is out there saying, give us more. And the U.S. administration is saying, yes, massa. And it's a major, major increase in the amount of your money going into Israel's pockets. And by the way, Israel is the largest single recipient of U.S. foreign aid, all of it illegal under U.S. law because of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. It is a crime for the U.S. government to give any of your tax money to any nation that is in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Act and allow IAEA inspections. But Israel says, it's a great deal, it's not enough, you must give us more. And we know what the back channel discussion is probably going to sound like is, you know, give us more. I'll tell the world who really did 9/11, and it'll be worse for you than for us. Everybody expects Israel to do things like this. So, but, oh, you in America, oh, you'll be in trouble. Meanwhile, down at Oberlin College, there's a big stink going on where there was this professor on his own time made some posts to Facebook suggesting that Israeli and United States intelligence services were behind terror attacks. And the college said that merely suggesting Israel is behind false flag terror attacks is a form of anti-Semitism, and they put them on paid leave. Actually, it's a her, Dr. Joy Kariga. Now, remember, she was not saying this on her job in her college classroom. She was saying it in her private time on her Facebook post. And if you want proof that we're being spied on to try and control us, there it is. She made the obvious conclusion. Israel is behind false flag terror. We know they do that. They've been caught doing it. The attack on USS Liberty, they were trying to frame Egypt for it. This is what they do. There's a former Mossad agent, Victor Ostrovsky, and he wrote a book called By Way of Deception, which is taken from the motto of the Mossad, By Way of Deception, Thou Shalt Do War. It is a fact Israel engages in these. And for them to take the position that even suggesting Israel is involved in false flag terror is a form of anti-Semitism? That's ridiculous. That's like saying criticism of the actions of the Nazi is just hatred of the German people. That's the ridiculous extreme this tyranny has now reached. So let's turn on down to Saudi Arabia. Now, a couple of months back, there was a big stink where Saudi Arabia objected to be put on this United Nations list of armies that kill and maim children. And they put a huge amount of pressure on UN General, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, got pressure from the United States as well, and Saudi Arabia was removed from the list, all as well, until today, where the UN put them right back on that list. And the Saudis are out there saying, oh, this is horrible. Have you seen how the world operates? All of these countries want to go on out and do these horrible atrocities. They just don't think anybody should talk about it. Whether it's the Saudis or the Israelis or the United States, the CIA torture centers, yeah, we're doing it. But if you're a real American, you'll pretend you don't know about it. Even more alarming is a story that came out of Politico.com. Get ready for Obama's October surprise in Iraq. And the indications are that in October, just in time for the election, Obama is going to uncork a major military incursion into Iraq for whatever pretext. They've got nuclear weapons again or something. And they're already having to deny that this has anything to do with the election. It's just a coincidence, really. It's just a coincidence that we're going to go on in and push that war agenda just before Hillary runs on a war platform. All right, I'm going to take a break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, right now, Hillary Clinton is outspending Donald Trump 98-1. The big money is all on Hillary's side. But Trump has got some very creative people working for him. They just put out a new ad, and it's basically a spoof on the Pac-Man video game. You have to be my age to remember those things. And it has Hillary eating the missing emails in a Pac-Man game. It's funny as all heck here. Now, getting on back to the war zones, story coming out of the original antiwar.com, U.S. military pivots to Africa, and the news is grim. Basically, having made a disaster zone of the Middle East and not really been all that beneficial to Ukraine and much of Europe, the U.S. is now moving on to Africa. And so the U.S. Africa Command, which sounds an awful lot like the Nazis' Africa Corps, is in there talking about how we need to go in and we need to start cleansing all these countries and remove them of their freedom and independence. I'm sorry, we remove them of ISIS. That's the new catch-all excuse for invading a country. Oh, there's ISIS over there. Boom. Oh, there's ISIS over there. Boom. Oh, there's ISIS over there. Boom. That's how it works now. Meanwhile, out in the Pacific here, part of RIMPAC 16, apparently the doctrine for the training is preparation for an Asian conflict. And so as part of RIMPAC 16, they have warships and submarines from 13 countries carrying out a drill to prepare for a war with China or North Korea. They're rattling the sabers just as hard as they can. Now, China has responded by saying that they are getting ready for war at sea themselves. And that's a wise and prudent thing to do. And again, we know who the aggressor is here. Now, I think we're in serious trouble when it comes to our military, because the U.S. Air Force has just officially declared the F-35 to be combat ready. Now, it's got a dodgy radar. It relies on an insecure database. They still can't get the so-called glass cockpit views to line up. Its networked radar target system will display multiple targets for a single entry or miss targets completely. The software for the cannon still is not going to be delivered until 2019, but the U.S. Air Force has declared the F-35 is combat ready. I guess the theory is that when the Russians and Chinese see the F-35 coming at them, they're going to die of laughter. That's our new strategic policy. We're going to laugh them to death. Reminds me of that Monty Python episode where they had the world's deadliest joke and they deployed it against the Nazis. Now, the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague has, after all this time, determined that the late Serbian president Slobodan Milosevic was in fact not responsible for war crimes committed during the 1992 to 1995 Bosnian War. Remember, we were all being told, oh, he's a war criminal. We have to go on in and mess things around here. And the trial chamber that had already convicted former Bosnian Serb president Radovan Karadzic of war crimes and put him in prison for 40 years unanimously concluded Milosevic was not part of a joint criminal enterprise to victimize Muslims and Croats during the Bosnian War. It's a bit late, given that Milosevic died in prison. So let's talk about the economy now. Bank shares are plunging across Europe in the wake of stress tests that showed most European banks are not in a position to survive another crisis. And people are getting very, very nervous over there. Fitch is warning of a potential $3.8 trillion loss for investment-grade sovereign bond investors. And apparently people are starting to seek safe haven investments, metals, other hard assets. They're getting away from some of these papers issued by corporations and especially by governments. Story in Investment Watch blog, the foreign appetite for U.S. debt dump accelerates. They're trying to get out of those treasury bonds because there's a bond bubble. There aren't enough living Americans, even with all the illegal immigrants and refugees, to ever redeem all of that paper. Who's dumb enough to buy these treasury bonds? I think the Federal Reserve is just printing up money and buying them all back. And they'll dump the losses on you, the American people. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to the phones here. Rob in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I've been job hunting lately, and I saw this. I'm going to set it up a little bit. I've been listening to you probably since 2004 or 2005, and at the time I was still attempting to be a day trader, and you spoke of gambler's ruin back then, and it made me realize that I was in absolutely the wrong business because I'd never been a gambler, and I was going through that cycle right at the time. Anyway, I have put that on my resume that I was attempting to do it, be a day trader. And so when I do these job searches now, they will have traders in amongst them. And so I saw this job ad today, and it says fixed income security trader. Wells Fargo will consider qualified candidates with criminal histories in a manner consistent with the requirements of applicable local, state, and federal laws.
Okay. Was this a Craigslist ad? I mean, it seems a little bit out there.
No, it was Indeed, which is supposed to be the one that carries everything. So, but no, it's a serious ad, and that's that is you go to it, and it's a Wells Fargo ad. But I just looked at it, and I said, "Oh, Mike's gonna love this."
that's amazing. Well, a funny thing happened when computer hacking first started to become a problem, and back then they could still find the hackers. Instead of throwing them in jail, they all got hired by the computer security companies. And so in this day and age of unparalleled banker corruption, it would almost make sense that the jobs they do have out there, because they're letting people go, tellers, low-level staff and everything. The only people they're hiring, they need to keep the crimes going. And one of the big brain boosts that Wall Street actually got was from the drawback on NASA, because all those computer programmers that were writing code to go to other planets and do science, they all got hired to develop these high-frequency trading algorithms.
I felt like calling him up and say, "Geez, I don't have a criminal history. What do I need to qualify? If I go out to the old folks' home and start grabbing gold fillings out of the residence keys, will that get me there or what?"
Yeah, that probably would do it. That would probably absolutely do that.
Okay, thanks, Mike. That's what I got for you. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure I buy that ad, but who knows in this day and age. Now, getting back to the serious economic news, we are continuing to see default rates spiking here in the U.S., and yet somehow the U.S. stock market remains at a record. Doesn't really make a lot of sense out there. The Asian markets took a fairly moderate slap across the face last night, but here in the U.S., of course, the markets are in the green. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. Office Depot, which failed in its efforts to merge with Staples and is trying to reorganize to continue as Office Depot alone, is announcing they're going to close 300 more stores for a total of 700. Now, call me silly, but when you're running a retail business, closing the retail outlets doesn't seem like a really smart idea. Of course, you need to remember that Office Depot and these other stores all flourished in the day of home businesses and entrepreneurial activity. And that has been all but erased from our economy because the laws have been rewritten so that small home businesses and startups are just crushed under the regulatory compliance weight to shift the bias toward those large established corporations who can be counted on to write very heavy campaign checks every election season. Ben Moss Jewelers is closing all 54 of their locations, and it's over there by Winnipeg, but they've been in business for around 100 years. And jewelry stores, like beauty shops, tend to be recession-proof, but apparently not. Elmhurst Dairy over in Queens is closing after nearly 100 years. They'll be laying off 273 employees in October. So the reality on the ground belies the claims that the economy is doing great under the current leadership. It just isn't there. Now, the other day we were talking about how the executives from Sports Authority, which has gone out of business, were requesting an aggregate of $2.85 million in additional bonuses for these four executives to sort of incentivize them to doing the job properly as they put this sporting goods chain completely out of business. And the bankruptcy judge came on out and said, "Are you kidding?" and turned it down. Now, last October, the federal government brought literally a criminal case against Goldman Sachs, one of their bankers, over improperly obtained information from the Federal Reserve. And all these months later, it's all been settled. Goldman has been fined an amount that basically is 0.1% of their revenues. That's their punishment for criminal theft of confidential Federal Reserve information. By golly, that'll teach them. That'll make sure they never go on out and cheat again, as it were. So let's talk about the immigration refugee meltdown, because it is. Police have arrested 900 Syrians in England and Wales for crimes including rape and child abuse. And some of it was pretty sickening. And it's a huge, huge problem. And we're seeing all these governments say, well, we've got to adapt to their culture and civil. No, they don't. Here's why we need a controlled immigration policy. When you come to the United States legally and you go through the process, first of all, you're vetted that you don't have any contagious diseases, that you have skills that will be a benefit to the country. But most importantly, you are administered an oath that reminds you you are in a new country whose laws you must respect. And all these illegal immigrants and refugees don't go through that. They come on in and just sort of have this attitude of you have to change your world to look just like the countries we left behind, which were in such sorry state, that's why we ran, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Teddy Roosevelt really did have it right. If you want to come to the United States through the legal immigration process, welcome. I hope it's not a disappointment. But understand, you're in our country, our home. You will respect our local culture. You will abide by our laws. And that's just, it's not only common sense, it's common courtesy. Now, apparently, over in Britain, members of the parliament are slamming what they're calling the lamentable response to the refugee crisis by the European Union. And what that basically means is Brussels isn't changing anything. Juncker's already out there saying, I don't care how many people get raped or stabbed or axed or whatever, we're going to continue with the open borders policy. And that, too, is splitting up the European Union. The Czech president is now calling for a ban on all migration in order to prevent terrorism in their country. Gee, what a wonderful idea. Why didn't I think of that? Actually, more importantly, why doesn't anybody else who's in charge of a country think about that? Instead, we're going to welcome the refugees and just spend more money being hopelessly inadequately prepared for what's going to happen. Apparently, over in Great Britain, Scotland Yard is getting ready to release what they're calling the Hercules officers. These are guys who are dressed up like actors in a dystopian movie of the future. Just complete body armor, armored vehicles, heavy weapons, military grade, sniper rifles, Kevlar. And they all get to ride around on these high-speed BMW GS800 Scrambler motorcycles so they can get there fast. Looks like they're getting ready for the next false flag. And just like every other government, it's not going to work. Have you noticed that everything the governments are doing, supposedly to protect us from crime and terror, does not protect us from crime and terror? But ultimately takes away more of our privacy, more of our freedoms, more of our rights. You'd almost think it was intentional. I mean, really. Poland has decided to tell the European Union to get out of its own internal constitutional affairs. What's Brussels going to do? Reinvade Poland? Oh, the Poles blew up our Brussels radio station. We must invade. We must invade. The EU is in serious, serious trouble. They're holding that together with duct tape and baling wire here. Over in the Daily Mail, they have an article warning the EU is close to death. The EU trade chief is out there saying that if this deal with Canada collapses, it could unravel pretty much everything. Now, the EU is suffering from two problems. One is, of course, the backlash from the refugee crisis. The other is that the European Union was created with a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank, which, like every other private central bank, issues all the public currency as a loan at interest. creating, by design, more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt starts collapsing all the member nations. Cyprus, Greece, Italy is now on the verge. And they won't let go of it. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the Rio Olympics. A lot of people worried that it's perfect place for a false flag attack to start the next war. But everybody is still going back and forth over this attempt to ban the Russian athletes. And there's a political agenda here. And there's an article that came out in Counterpunch that gives a very good timeline of how this was all set up. It was a PR operation. And there actually doesn't seem to be any evidence anything was going on. The entire McLaren report on which this banning fever started was based supposedly on confessions from Russian scientists who are now living in the United States. And they even went so far as to demand all Russian athletes be banned, even if they've never tested positive for performance enhancement drugs. So the U.S. wants to beat Russia without that messy business of actually having to athletically compete. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in
wiser tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I tell you, the corporate media has no shame. Apparently, at one of Donald Trump's campaign stops today, there was a woman with a very loud crying baby right in front of the podium. And Trump asked her if she would be kind enough to move away because the baby was causing a ruckus. So immediately the media is out there. Donald Trump hates babies. He threw a baby out of his rally. How could he? There is nothing Donald Trump can say or do that is not going to be turned into a weapon against him. All righty. Now then, interesting little story, and this even made Fox News. Apparently, there is a D.C. Metro cop who's been arrested for trying to help ISIS. Ooh, ISIS is inside Washington, D.C. We've got to get prepared. And as usual, it turns out this guy was being set up by an undercover FBI officer. It's another entrapment. Because entrapping people to generate headlines is certainly a lot easier than actually going out and finding real criminals or terrorists, isn't it? You know, we're trying to save money here. We're trying to be on our budget here. And if we go out and make up make-believe crimes, then, you know, we look good and we spend less tax dollars. Sure they do. Now, there's another story that's coming out over here. And this is out in California. Not too long ago, there was a PG&E gas explosion. PG&E's got a vile reputation, if you remember the Aaron Brockovich story and the hexavalent chromium. And there's a jury already seated in a criminal case against PG&E, and federal prosecutors have filed papers to lower the $562 million in fines down to just $6 million. Because after all, it's a corporation. We can't punish corporations no matter how many people they blow up. This explosion took place in 2010, killed 8 people. And the excuse given is, well, you know, trying to get that $500 million fine, it would have just required prosecutors to give the jury complicated instructions. And so we're just going to let PG&E off the hook. Instead of a $500 million, $6 million fine. Do you need any more proof that we are living in a fascist economic dictatorship? Because we are. Now, you remember the case about Alton Sterling? Was one of the many victims of seeming police brutality. This story is getting really weird. Okay? The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Louisiana has announced that they've issued a federal court order sealing Alton Sterling's autopsy results from being made public. Then they followed it up with a second federal court order sealing the first court order in order to hide just who it was who said, we need to cover this up. We'll be back after station identification.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.